It's 68 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We expect partly sunny skies today. Warm temperatures once again in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennesseans will soon be limited in their ability to sue the state. The State House approved a measure that would limit one of the only paths of recourse for citizens to challenge policies they believe are unconstitutional. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports.
Over the past few years, the Tennessee Attorney General has often ended up in court defending the state's laws. Sometimes that's been in the state's favor, like the U.S. Supreme Court case that upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Sometimes laws have been struck down, like one that would have cut Nashville's Metro Council in half. But now lawmakers have voted to take away citizens' rights to sue before they're harmed by a law. It's a reversal from a 2018 law that established that right. Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti's office has a whole unit devoted to defending state laws. It's argued it would save time on lawsuits that may be thrown out in the long run. Another measure passed and signed by the governor allows lawsuits that make it to the courts to be immediately appealed, dragging out court cases and fees for people who don't have taxpayer money to fall back on. That's the argument from critics across the political spectrum who say these measures undermine the state's checks and balances. The measure now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
The push to shift oversight of the Boring Company's Nashville Tunnel to the state is moving through the legislature, but with one big change. Instead of a new agency with 20 employees, Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson is downgrading his proposal to a staff of 3. The Tennessee Lookout reports the shift is in response to concerns over cost. The bill would establish a subterranean transportation infrastructure coordination authority and give it, not local government, the sole responsibility for issuing permits and setting regulations. The only current underground transportation project in the state that would qualify for that oversight is the Nashville Tunnel. The Wilson County Criminal Justice Center in Lebanon is now drawing protesters outside of the building every Monday morning. Monday is when new criminal and traffic court cases are assigned in Wilson County. Protesters say ICE is detaining people coming in for those cases. Representatives from Meager Watch, an organization that monitors ICE activity in the Nashville area, say it appears agents are scanning General Sessions dockets and looking for names that could belong to undocumented people. The sheriff's office confirmed with the Tennessean that 6 people were detained last Monday. The sheriff also substantiated that multiple detainments have been made by ICE in recent weeks. Some have been released. Meager Watch says anxiety is even higher since a Nashville Noticias reporter, Stephanie Rodriguez-Flores, was arrested earlier last month. She was taken to an ICE facility in Louisiana and kept for 2 weeks. Under federal law, immigration agents can make a warrantless arrest only if they believe someone is violating immigration laws and has the potential to escape. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.